All right, welcome back everybody to Hash Rate Up Focus. This time I want to talk to you guys about how miners are built.
Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up.
So to start with, I'm going to use my handy S9, which is now increasing and utility for me because I can use it to explain something to you guys. Most of you will know this, but I want to make sure that I cover it anyway so that I can say that everybody has a chance to follow along, right? So the iconic input grill, this is the intake side of the miner. That's where the cool air goes in. We have the output as well. You can see here that this has a bit of a grid to catch big items and larger bugs, and to make sure that they don't find their way into the miner. This is just a bit of extra protection. This grid has become somewhat of an iconic symbol of Bitcoin mining in the past and is commonly used. Anyway, so obviously we have the chassis, which I have decorated with some nice logos, Bitcoin Ekazi and the Green Africa Mining Alliance over here. So this is the chassis, the fans, the input fans, right? This right here would be the cable. I don't know if you can see this cable to control the fans. And what's controlling it is the so-called control board, which lives on the S9 right here, right? So the control board has all the inputs, the Ethernet input, has an IP report button, gives you some faults, some indications as to how the miner is doing. This is where you can reset it. And on the control board is basically where the operating system of the miner lives, what we also like to call firmware, which you can upgrade. I've made a separate video to that. And then down here, and this is nice because I can show it to you guys, we can see the three hashboards, or at least part of them. They live inside the chassis. I'm not going to bother opening this. I will switch to a different tab just now to show you some more. But this is basically the connections points here to the control boards. To the hashboards. The control board is giving each hashboard their jobs and tasks and manages them via this cable. And this is what lives inside the miner, and it's basically across the full widths. Right. And this is also what receives all the cooling air. Yeah, this is how the miner is made up. We have a control board, three hashboards, cooling, in this case, air cooling, input, output, and a chassis. And that's basically it.
Buying Bitcoin miners should be simple, safe, and fast. Altair technology delivers exactly that. Based in the US and shipping directly from St. Louis, Altair eliminates all the shady messaging groups, customs and tariffs issues, and make sure Bitcoin miners get to you on time. Altair stocks leading commercial ASIC miners, efficient home units, and all the critical parts you need, backed by real inventory, real support, and a team of people that you can rely on and actually mines Bitcoin. Thank you so much, Altair Technology, for supporting the show. And without further ado, let's get back to it.
Right, so this is the Proto Rig, also something we have mentioned before when I talked to the Wilson guys. You can see it looks a lot more futuristic, it's new, but essentially is made up of the same parts, right? And this is why I want to show you guys this, right? So we have input fans over here, we've got power cables in on the, you can't see this, right? But on the S9, let me show you this on the camera again. All the power goes into the individual hashboards, right? So where you have a power supply unit that's already connected by the factory, here you would have to connect the control board and the hashboard still to the PSU with 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 10 little pin connectors, which, as you can imagine, took considerable time back in the day when you were connecting S9s in a large farm. And here you basically plug in 6 power cables, which is 3 miners in this case, or the power of 3. There's enough miners out there where you plug in 1 cable and that's it, right? And it turns on. And back in the day, you'd still have to plug in 10 little cables that would hurt thumbs. Anyway, so in this case, we have pull and replace fan modules also, which is super, super helpful. A very low hanging fruit, in my opinion, when it comes to ASIC design, but that's something else. For the proto miner, this is why I want to show you this. You have removable hashboards as well, right? So if one of the hashboards is showing errors, you can hot swap them, pull them out, plug another one in. That's the idea there. And these are the hot swappable fans again. You can see the chassis, obviously. And that's it, right? So the PSU, the fans, the hashboards, everything is integrated into this nice package. And you can see it here again, right? So you have the chassis, you have the fans, and the hashboards go in there, boom, 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 boom. And there's your miner. And there's that iconic grill. And here's another drawing, right? So the PSU for this miner lives on the bottom of the machine where the power goes in. That then connects to all the hashboards and is put into a nice holistic package. Right, so what I want to show you here is what the hashboard looks like. And basically, this goes into PCB design and everything else that I'm not an expert on, but I just wanted to show you inside of the machines, the hashboards have basically individual chips on them, right? And this is what the hashboards look like. And each of the individual chips, one of these will live, or multiple will live on the BidX products or the NERQX products, but it's basically a bunch of individual chips. And obviously with the PCB design and the cooling design and everything, that's where the sausage is made, as well as, of course, in the chips themselves. Now, what you can see here is that these chips are more densely populated on the hashboard than in the back. This is basically the intake side. So the cool air comes in here and has a lot more heat to get rid of while it's still cool. And as the air moves through the machine this way, the air gets hotter and you need to space out the individual chips to make sure that they each get an adequate amount of cooling, right? So this is a very interesting little tidbit here in hashboard design. Anyway, this was Hashrate Up Focus for this week. How is a miner built? Let me know if you have any questions or if I missed anything. And leave a like, leave a comment and a subscription. You know how this works, right? To show my sponsors that this content is valued by you guys. Subscribes really, really help me. So I highly appreciate it. Again, hope you learned something new and I'll see you next time. Cheers.